It's the Grease Man Show on the classic rock station 94 WYSP.
Yeah, all right, sure. Be my pleasure. Let's climb up on my knees, sonny boy. Climb up on my knees, and I'll tell you story time. That's mine. You see, that's why I guess I gotta have kids, because who's gonna tell the stories after I've gone to my great reward? Who's gonna tell the stories? Yeah. The stories of greatness. Korea, that was my daddy's war. And he never really liked to talk about it. Until his best friend, John Bracciavini, came over. And then Daddy was, I don't know what he was doing out in the garage where we kept the second refrigerator. He was yanking a case of beer in for him and his buddy. And I was getting ready for bed. I said, Mr. Bracciavini, Daddy never wants to talk about Korea. Why is that? Was it really bad? He said, well, son, it was cold and your father was, well, frankly, one of the bravest men I've ever seen. I remember one time, had a whole regiment of North Korean soldiers. And they pretty well had a whole field sealed off, and Daddy was standing there next to the general, and the general said, you know, it's a damn shame, the way they surprised us like that. That briefcase with a list of all our secret warehouses got blown off the truck, and it's out there, irretrievable. Daddy said, what? And he just jumped out there, started shooting. It was unbelievable. I mean, he rolled around in the snow, and then he grabbed that briefcase and he started running back. Mr. Brack, you better jump and fall. I didn't think your father was going to make it back. I mean, machine gun fire, the snow was flying. Finally, your daddy grabbed that briefcase and threw it to the general. The general said, my God. Oscar Grease Vanilla, that's the bravest thing I've ever seen in my life. A total disregard for your own safety. You risk life and limb to bring back the briefcase full of all the secret locations of our warehouses. Daddy said, warehouses? I thought you said whorehouses.
Dipping deep into the laughter larder. The Grease Man.